Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Let's dive in. Hello, friend, and welcome to... We're going to get out of the bite me zone today. And I'm super excited. So this came to me recently when I was thinking about... Someone asked me about... My doctor asked me if I was doing cardiovascular when she gave me my checkup. And I said... I gave her a whole bunch of things that I did, but I remembered back when I used to run marathons. And there was a thing in the marathons called the bite me zone. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And by the way, welcome to Illuminate Your Worth. I am Heather Stewart. I am your real life coach, transmogrifying transformation facilitator, and the host of this show. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. And today, yes, we're going to talk about getting out of the bite me zone. And when I ran marathons, you train a lot. You dedicate a lot of your life to, for a short stint of time, you know, respectively to the length of a life. But it seems like a long time that you're dedicating to making an improvement, changing something in your life, changing your cardiovascular, increasing your stamina, increasing your length of time that you can run for. And it doesn't always happen in your trainings, but often in a race, you hit this wall of, I can't do it. I can't take another step. Oh my God, this is awful. It's never going to end. My life is terrible. You just fill in the blanks of whatever catastrophizing you want. And it's called the bite me zone. And if you have running partners, they recognize it when it happens. And you usually want to tell everyone to get away from you. Get the crapping, fill in the expletive away from me. But that's, we'll get into a little bit, but that's not really what you need. But also what you need to know is this passes. So yes, we have, even in regular life, it's just, it came up. I first discovered it when I was running marathons, but we get those days when we're feeling like nothing is going the way we want, right? Nothing is going the way we want. And it's like it's never going to change. It's very frustrating. It's very exhausting. And this is probably, believe it or not, this moment of where you're just on the cusp of something. It feels like it's so far away, it's like you're never going to get to it, but you're probably just on the edge of it. And when the bite me zone passes, believe me, it's so good, because you suddenly feel like, ah, look how far I've come. I can totally do this. I can totally do this. So what we're going to talk about is the bite me zone. Or whatever. Someone called it something else the other day. I can't remember what it was, but it's the bite me zone. It doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong when you hit it. It's just okay to be crabby and just embrace that you're in it. But that's not a time to stop. And it's a time to know that you are okay. You're not broken. It's going to end, right? So this is, this point where everything feels hard. One more step feels hard. One more email feels like, if I have to answer one more goddamn email, if I have to have another meeting. But there's a reason that you're doing these things. If it's coming up because of something that you're working on, you've chosen something that's making you, pushing you into this growth phase. So the bite me zone is often this place where we just had a little growth spurt. We're pushing on the edge of the zone, out of our comfort zone, and we're not liking it at all, right? We're just saying, oh, I want to go back to the sofa and the bag of chips. But that's not where you're going to reach your goals. My goal was to get to a finish line and get a medal. Your goal might be whatever your goal is. I mean, I'd say there's as many goals in the world as there are humans, probably more, because I have multiple goals. So 10 times the number of people in the world, and that's probably how many goals there are in the world. Some of them will be similar, but they're all unique to you, right? They're all unique to you. And I used that example of, you know, where I think it was strengthening your trust muscles, where you're behind this truck, can't see where you're going, and you just trust that you are headed in the right direction. I also, funny, I talk to ChatGPT quite a bit when I'm brainstorming. It's my brainstorming tool. And it gave me a metaphor. It said, hiking through a fog, you're on the path, the visibility is low. It's easy to doubt where you're going, right? It's easy to doubt all of your steps. So when you're on your path, try to step back into, or step, don't step off of your path. Don't doubt the direction that you're going. Go into strengthening your trust muscles and go into your, I'm not asking you, it's not Pleasantville. I'm not asking you to just don't worry, be happy, because that's not going to help you. That'll probably just make you crankier when you're in the bite me zone. But if you can, you dig a little deeper past that, right? Dig a little deeper past the struggle that you're in and see what's underlying it. So why are you frustrated? There's a saying that I have with my husband that's, you know, expectation is the destroyer of joy. And often the bite me zone, when it's not a physical activity, you know, when you're running, it's just because your body's really tired and saying, stop running right now. But when you're doing personal development, when you are growing a business, when you are growing your understanding of yourself, when you are growing an understanding of your relationships, sometimes it's, you're in this zone of, well, this is what I planned for, and it's not working, and everything I try to do is not working, and that's making me very angry and frustrated, and I just don't want to fight anymore. And it's not always a sign from the universe, by the way. So some people will say, oh, it's just too hard. It must be a sign from the universe that I'm going in the wrong direction. That's not always true. That's not always true. And I worry sometimes that we use this new age, and I'm a total new ager. I'm owning it. I do tarot cards. I read Akashic records. I have a table full of crystals over here. I have Florida water in this bottle right here. Ooh, yes, to cleanse my aura. Oh, that's so good. But what I'm saying is that it's not always the universe conspiring against you. It is the universe forcing you to grow. As a personal trainer, I've seen lots of people in the bite me zone. And they will start to argue with me about this is too hard. And so when the universe is, when you want something, the universe is going to test you just a little bit to see if you really want it, right? Is this really what you want? It doesn't mean it's trying to stop you. It's trying to make you stronger. We came up with that saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Humans invented that saying on purpose because when you come out the other side, you are stronger. You're like, wow, I did it. I am amazeballs, right? And then you're ready to step into whatever that up level you're trying to get. You can't up level, like right now, I don't run anymore. I'm done. I crossed the finish line in Chicago and said, I'm never running again. But what I'm saying is, I couldn't run now a marathon because I'm not in that physical cardiovascular condition. Right? And that doesn't mean I couldn't, but I would have to push my comfort zones, push my abilities, and expand my capacity to be able to do something like run 26 miles. Yes, it is 26.2 miles. I get the miles and kilometers confused all the time because we deal in both. We're in Canada. We have feet and we have kilometers. And, you know, anyway, so I could go through that discomfort and step into the fitness level or the personal development level or the understanding or the emotional intelligence, like any of the things that are involved in the fabulous life that you want. I could push myself, go through that discomfort to become the person who could run a marathon or who could have a healthy, balanced relationship or who could be a billionaire. Why can't I be a billionaire? You could be a billionaire if you chose to, right? It's all about a choice of energy and alignment. So what I'm saying is it's the gift of a bite me zone is it's a clue that you are starting to expand your capacities. It is not a curse. The universe isn't trying to build a wall in front of you unless you're really going the wrong direction. And this is where an inner understanding is important, or a connection to the why are you doing whatever it is that's stuck you into this bite me zone. When I was running, because that's where I've had the most, well, no, I've had lots of experience in bite me zones, actually. when I'm thinking about running, like I wanted a fancy medal, and that you may think, oh, that's kind of a crazy excuse, but it worked for me. You know, I actually read something from Abraham Hicks this morning. I get a daily email from Abraham that was along the lines of, I'll misquote him, her slash it, them a little bit, but was along the lines of other people's opinions of your goals are not relevant because they're your goals, not their goals. So be so clear that your goal is your goal, and be so clear that your goal is the right thing for you, that you don't need other people's opinions. And you don't. I mean, I like to compare it to the Jean-Luc Picard, if you're, for all my Trekkie geeks out there, Jean-Luc Picard, captain, versus Captain Kirk, captain. You know, Captain Kirk was, this is what we're going to do, and he would charge out and do it. And what are you doing taking your whole bridge crew down to the planet where everybody could get killed? I mean, we know only the red shirts got killed. But then, you know, the Jean-Luc Picard was, he would ask everybody's thoughts, but ultimately, yay, Trekkies. Yeah, Danielle, yay, Trekkies, my awesome producer in the studio, giving me my love and support. But Picard would ask, but then he decided. He would consider, and, you know, it's always nice to consider and get some feedback, but you are you and you do you. And if they don't agree with you, not my problem. I walk around sometimes saying hashtag not my problem. My goal is my goal. And I know somewhere deep inside of me that this is the right path. So when I make changes and people think, oh my gosh, she's crazy, I would never do that, I'm like, well, good, because I'm doing it. I don't want you all to do what I'm doing. Come on, you should be doing you. So the bite me zone is your gift from the universe to strengthen you, to make you more resilient, to push you into a new way of being, to push you bigger than you currently are. And we are just going to pop off to break in a moment, and we're going to continue this conversation on being, doing, so that you can have. I didn't know I was going to go this direction, but I feel a calling, feel a poking on the top of my head that this is the direction we're going. So you are listening to Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. Our topic today is getting out of the bite me zone. And when we come back, we're going to talk about strengthening and getting bigger and more awesome than you can even imagine. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Let's do it. Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me, by the way, hanging out through all of that. I know that, remember when we used to watch regular television and there was commercials? Now everybody just streams everything. That was when you would run to the kitchen and get your glass of water or your whatever, your popcorn or whatever. So welcome back. I am Heather Stewart, and I am the real life coach, transformation facilitator, all around awesome human being, self-declared. And this is Illuminate Your Worth, and we're talking about getting out of the bite me zone and the fact that it's actually a good indication of something big happening, right? It's a good indication of there is a shift, or you've had a shift and you're just not used to it yet and you're not liking the way it's feeling. It's like, I remember I was out west and my bicycle here is a mountain bike, and I was out west and I was on one of those cruiser bikes, you know, the kind that Mary Poppins, where you're sitting upright. It felt so strange to ride on it. I felt very uncomfortable, like a little skittish, a little concerned. But after a while, you get used to it, and then it becomes the norm. So the bite me zone, that doesn't mean you're going to get used to it. It doesn't mean it's going to stay around forever. But if it's being caused by you being super more fabulous than you were, you're going to get used to that, right? Don't go backwards. There's no need to go backwards. It's forward momentum into your awesome life. So when we're trying to decide, so I was talking about how it was, you know, a blessing, not a curse, and that the universe isn't trying to trick you. It's not trying to trip you up. It may be testing you to see if this is really the direction you want to go. And don't doubt yourself if you know that this is the direction you want to go. But what you can do is check in. If you're in the bite me zone, like, get into that deeper spot of why are you there? You know, is this really what you want? Do you really want that medal and the silver shiny blanket that they give you at the end of the race? Or is there some other reason that you're doing it? Are you doing it to get approval of someone else? I've been listening to Marissa Peer a lot, who, if you don't know who she is, she's this super famous Hollywood type hypnotherapist, but she does some very good work. She's just got well known for doing Hollywood people. And who are you? So we were, she's talking about, I was listening to her talk on relationships today. And it's like, who are you trying to impress? Are you trying to live up to some expectation of something outside of you instead of doing it for yourself? So when I be was a CPA, I could have been, now that I'm thinking about it, doing something for someone else, getting the career that I was, well, supposed to get. I wouldn't necessarily say it was, my parents said I had to do it because they would never actually tried to tell me what to do because I was quite a difficult child. I was the you're not the boss of me child, which you may get some sense of when you listen to the show. But I feel like what it was for me to go to university and get this career as an, finance executive was because that's what they're supposed to. Would I have chosen that? No. No, I would not have chosen that for myself. If you had asked me, I would have become an artist or a veterinarian because I really liked animals. And luckily, at some point in my life, I decided to stop living for someone else and start making my decisions for myself. This is what I really encourage people to do, and that I do. I feel like that's a lot of the work that I do, helping people untangle what is it that I truly want? So, what is it that you truly want? And when you're in that frustration phase, are you still working towards the thing you truly want? Or are you defaulting into some old programming, old story? The, well, I have to do this because. Because that's what we do. I have to do this because. And that's the wrong reason. I remember when I was an accountant, I had a woman working for me, and I was fairly new in the role, and I was only in my 30s. I mean, when I think it's funny because I thought I was old. You always think you're old until you get older. So, and she had a process that she followed, and I was trying to understand it because I was new in my role, and I said, well, why do we do this? She said, because we've always done it that way. And I thought, I didn't say it out loud. I thought, that's stupid. Because she just kept doing the way it was always done instead of thinking, what would make my life easier? What would make my life happier? What would make my job less cumbersome, less onerous? So it's interesting because one of my jobs in when I was doing that was to make things more streamlined, not by downsizing. That's the, if you ever watch those HR videos on YouTube with the two cats, and there's an HR translator where the HR translator says, streamlining, they're laying off 25% of the. No, I wasn't laying people off. I was just trying to make their life easier. So, but when I started to make changes, there's that resistance of no, this is the way we're supposed to do it. I don't want to learn something new. And she probably had a bite me zone. But once it all worked out, she was much happier. And this is where we're going to talk into the saying yes when you should be saying no, and saying no when you should be saying yes. So when you're in that place of discomfort, are you saying yes to things that are causing you more discomfort that maybe you should be saying no? Right? I know a coach in Australia, her whole coaching business is teaching people to say no. So what, we've become this strange society of people who say yes. And then there's the people who say no all the time because they don't want the discomfort of change when they should be saying yes. And stepping into their big, fabulous lives instead of playing small. You heard the nice voice lady. Don't play small. Do not dim your light to fit in. So ask yourself when you're in that zone, is this what I want still? Is this still aligned for me? Is this still in the direction that I feel called to go, even though I'm uncomfortable right now? That's okay because discomfort passes. Well, when I come to the other side, will I still feel like I'm in the right the right path-ish. Am I following old programming? Maybe it's something I need to say no to. Maybe I need to say more yeses to keep me, to accelerate my trip along the path. And then, you know, are you tired or are you just uninspired? Right? Being tired, you know, I'm a big advocate of rest. If you're tired, take a rest. You can stop pushing the rock for an afternoon or a day. I mean, I took 4 days off and I went camping in the woods, right? Because that's where you're going to recharge your batteries, out in nature. You don't have to sleep on the ground. I enjoy sleeping on the ground. But taking yourself out of your regular routine just to give yourself a chance to recharge. Because when you're in that zone, if you keep pushing and pushing and pushing, you might get a breakthrough. You might get a burnout. You are the best person to know whether you need a rest or you need a shift. And then isolation. That's the other thing I want to talk about, isolation. So when you're in that zone, well, your energy is might be difficult to for other people to navigate, right? Who wants to be around someone who's cranky, complaining, tired, unhappy? Now, there are people who gravitate towards that, but that sometimes we push the people away. Sometimes they just feel like they don't want to be around you. But isolation almost makes it worse because you become convinced that you're all alone in the world. Everything sucks. Nothing's working. There's no help in the world. It's not going to get any better. And because we are really good at making things seem terrible. And that protected us. I think I talked about this before. That protected us from walking outside of our cave, looking up at the stars and getting eaten by the man-eating tiger or the woman-eating tiger. But I was just looking. I have a fool card on my bulletin board. And, you know, it's the fool. He's about to walk off a cliff. And his little dog's going, hey, pay attention, pay attention. So the little dog is his making sure he's not isolated and alone in the world if he runs into trouble. Doesn't mean you should run out and buy a dog if you're not a dog person. But having a person or a mentor, a coach, hello, this is what I do. Having someone to help you when you're in that zone where you need to talk it out, get perspective. It's hard to get perspective by yourself because you are inside of you. You can't step outside of you and see your perspective. You need someone outside of you with sans agenda, and so no agenda, who can just help reflect and have this conversation with you of what's the thing that's happening for you right now? How can we best shift it? Is it the universe testing you? Is it the universe trying to shift you to another direction? Are you still aligned? Are you making some choices? Are there other choices to make? That's why brainstorming sessions, when I worked in an office, brainstorming sessions were at least six people in the room throwing ideas out. And there are no bad ideas. There are just some that are better than others. But that energy of some other people in the room creates this ability to see different perspectives and different ways of being. So yes, that's actually why I created Coach in Your Pocket. So Coach in Your Pocket is this program where people pay a monthly subscription and they have access to me like 6 days a week through WhatsApp. It's like, I have this great idea. And WhatsApp is really good because you can text, you can voice, you can even video, you can send gifts. My love language is gifts, by the way. So, but it's a really good way to have someone who can, when you're in that zone, don't push everybody away and isolate yourself and feel like the whole world is against you. Pull in your trusted relationships, pull in your trusted allies to say, I'm in a really difficult spot right now. I'm very frustrated. I'm really unhappy. I need some help and I need some support. And this is a conversation I have with my husband a lot. Don't solve this problem for me. Help me talk through it and create a solution that I can work with. He's a problem solver, but I always have to put the brakes on his problem solving. If I don't want him to fix it, I just want him to work with me. And you don't have to navigate all this stuff alone. So the Bite Me Zone is your place of growth. The Bite Me Zone is your opportunity to step up into whatever it is that you're stepping up into. Step Up to Thrive is one of my website. It's one of my websites. I have a million of them, but we're going to shift some mindsets. So when we come, we're going to go hit another break. So when we come back from it, we're going to talk about shifting some mindsets. We're going to talk about getting some help, and I promise we're going to get to the being, doing, and having. I haven't forgotten. Okay, so we are going to hit our break and continue our conversation on getting out of the Bite Me Zone. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. We're on the Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
I always laugh in that commercial when they say, take us to bed. What? So welcome back, my friend. This is Heather Stewart on Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. And we are talking and have been talking about getting out of the Bite Me Zone and the wall. Some people call it the wall, where you just am like, why am I the why me? Why me? Why is this happening to me? The nothing is going right zone, the is it worth it zone. But what if it is worth it? Right? What if it is worth it? What if it just makes you so much better? Our imaginations are amazing things, by the way. Our imaginations have created the world we live in. Someone has to think of it before it comes into being. So think about that. Like, our imaginations have such power to create anything. But at the same time, they're limited because sometimes they can't even imagine as big as we could be. Like when I said to you earlier that you could be a billionaire, you probably went, ah, she's so crazy. but you could be. Why couldn't you be? Your imagination just won't take you there. It won't take that chasm, unless you are a billionaire. Call me if you are. that chasm, that leap from where you are to this idea of billionaire just seems too big. That's why we break it up into smaller chunks so you can find your way there. But the Bite Me Zone, that place where you're in that hard spot of nothing's working, maybe it is working, right? Maybe it is working. And it's working in a way that you can't see until afterwards. So when we're in that place and we're trying to decide, am I still going in the right direction? Instead of we're going to talk about some things to think about. So instead of the, why is this happening to me? Nothing ever works. Well, one, don't isolate yourself, because that voice will become louder and louder and louder. Let another voice assist you to give your perspective. But instead of saying, why is this happening to me? Can you ask, what is this showing me? I've done that a lot over the last few years, and I think I do it pretty much constantly now when something is not going the way I want. So yes, I have plans. I have a day planner. I have expectations. I have whiteboards full of things that I want to happen and the way that I'm imagining it's going to happen, or I'm planning it's going to happen. Does it work that way? No, rarely does it work that way. And instead of getting upset and thinking, why is this happening to me? I think, you know, what is this showing me? What is this showing me? What is it that I'm trying, that I need to see right now? Or you could also think of, because what can happen is you see the problems. And if you're looking at the problems, you can't see the solutions. It's like the problems are in front of you. You got to turn around to see the solutions. So yeah, there's problems there, but don't keep looking at them. Look at what your solution is. And I'm thinking about, in the summer, I do instruct kayaking, sea kayaking. And I was up north in Ontario this weekend teaching sea kayaking. And there was a gentleman in my class who, he was in the bite me zone. Gosh, he was in the bite me zone for all of the beginning of our Saturday morning. And it took me a little while to figure out what it was. And he was in the wrong kayak. He was in a kayak that was not comfortable for him. And I was like, oh, okay. Now I understand why he's got the grumpy face and he's just not engaging. So he was just going to sit there and suffer or quit. When they came back from lunch, he was going to quit, which I totally understand. Because when you're in an uncomfortable kayak, your life is miserable. And I don't think that's a growth zone. But instead, we had a conversation, did a little finagling, figured something out, figured a solution. The universe delivered for me. Poof, I rented a kayak and somebody dropped it off for me. And he was so happy for the whole rest of the time. And his growth went exponential from the things that he was learning. But it took me prying out what it was that we needed to learn and what it was we needed to change to make sure that he could continue on that growth path of learning, right? So why is this happening to me? Instead, what is this showing me? What is the lesson here? What is this possible shift or solution? Instead of I'm stuck, maybe it's you need some integration time. That's another thought. So instead of I'm stuck, like nothing's moving, like you're banging into a wall, maybe this is when you need a little integration time. And I see this a lot teaching grown-ups, adults. You'll teach a theory or a thought or something, and they'll say, yep, got it. You don't got it yet. You don't got it yet, because this is intellectual, right? To get it is like, to have it fully integrated into your way of being. And sometimes I use this example of learning to drive a standard transmission. I know there's not very many of them around anymore, but my car is still a standard. I call it the millennial anti-theft device because so many people don't know how to drive a standard. But when you're learning to drive a standard, I know I love stick shifts. They're the best. You have to push in the pedal and put in the gear and let the pedal out and put the gas on. And it's all a lot of coordinating. And someone can explain it to you and you go, yep, got it. But until you do it, until you figure out how to fit all the pieces together, you're going to be like jumping up and down and the car is stalling and people are honking. But eventually it becomes very easy. You just streamline it all together. You're like, I was just need a little integration time, right? And it's not always a setback. It could just be a signal of rest, right? So sometimes we feel like we're taking two steps backwards. We're making a little progress and then we get knocked back a little bit. Well, what if it isn't actually knocked backwards? Maybe it's just like a, hold on, you were jumping ahead of the class. We just need you to wait for a minute and let us catch up to you, right? So maybe it's just a, you were just too keen. I always get the keeners in class who start asking questions. I'm like, wait, I'm not there yet. So you're not getting knocked back. Maybe you're just signaling that you just need to slow down a little bit. Because we always want this world, this universe we're living in, faster, 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 faster. Standing in front of the microwave and yelling at it because it's taking too long. What? You've got to stand in front of your microwave and yell at it? Really? Seriously? You don't have, like, people won't even wait for stoplights anymore. They're what, like 60 seconds? I don't have time. Okay. Really? Well, what are you in a race for? What are you rushing towards? Do you know what the finish line is? You get to leave the planet. That's the finish line. Maybe you are rushing to that finish line. Okay. If that's your goal, that's not my goal. So you can think about this place as temporary, right? So it's not your mood. It's just a temporary place that you're in. Maybe you need to pause. You don't need to quit. Maybe you just need to pause. If you evaluate and decide you need a slight shift of direction, a 1 degree change in navigation when you're on the open water, a 1 degree change of navigation can take you to an entirely different place over time. So it doesn't even have to be a big change. And you don't have to force anything. If you're in that zone, you don't have to force yourself to keep going if that's not the right thing for you today. You are allowed to honor yourself and take a pause. The world's not going to end. The world won't end if you take a day of rest because your day's not working out, right? So what thing can you do today to support your future self and just do what you have to do today because, you have a deadline or you made a promise to someone, or do you need to change it? That's okay too. But what do you really have to do today? There are days that I have, I try to only put on my calendar 3 things a day to do. Sometimes I only do one of them. And I'm okay with that. Some people would think, how can you possibly function like that? You have so much to do. Your to-do list is a mile long. I'm like, yeah, but I made all the to-dos so I can decide when they get done, right? It's like, who's going to, like, come on, be serious. Be serious. The only thing I have to do every day is eat and sleep and stay hydrated. That's really all I have to do. My 2 rules in life are 1, you have to keep breathing, and 2, don't cause yourself any extra pain. So I'm not going to cause myself extra pain and force myself to do something because I feel like if I don't do it all and bash my head against the wall, that I'm a failure somehow. That's not how I evaluate my worth. I evaluate my worth by what I contribute to the world. And sometimes my contributions just take a little longer. That's all. My deadlines are my deadlines. So when you're in that zone, remember, you want to check in with yourself. Are you aligned? Do you need a slight shift? Is there something that you are growing into? Do you need to pause and rest? Don't isolate yourself. If you're not sure if it's growth, the best way to find out if it's growth or if it's the wrong direction is to not isolate yourself and do some brainstorming and some conversation and some feedback. And sacred rest. What is the minimum you can do today so that you can rest? And sometimes even an hour walking in the woods is without electronics. If you're on my newsletter list, today you're going to get a newsletter about turn off your damn phone and go outside and Because you need, your brain needs downtime. Your brain needs downtime. That's where your integration happens. Not when you're scrolling, not when you're laying in bed watching Netflix, not when you're clearing email spam. It doesn't work in any of that because it's your task, you're doing tasks, you're making your brain do stuff. The creative, inventive part of your brain that does the best job is the part that's when you're doing nothing. That's why you come up with ideas in the shower. Hopefully you're not listening to it. You're not scrolling in the shower. That would be weird. But go for a walk outside without earbuds, without your phone. Well, put it on in your pocket or something. And but don't like give your brain a break. So we're gonna go to our final break. Yes. Thank you, my friend. If you are enjoying this show, you can go and give me Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network. A little 5-star review would be amazing. Actually, any review would be amazing. And I will go and give you some big hearts. If you don't like it, just email me, Heather, no, info@heatherstewart.coach. If you don't like it, email me and tell me. But don't give me a 1-star. And I would be super grateful if you assist because we're trying to share with the world how to help people get more, up level more, be more. And I promise in the last break, I'll talk about the B2 hat. So I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth, and we will see you after the break.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
That's me, Heather Stewart. No, info@heatherstewart.coach. The website is heatherstewart.coach. And yes, by the way, did you know that I sit over here with a chat box open and Danielle and I chat back and forth? You can come in here and chat too during the live show and ask questions and share your thoughts and opinions. And this is Illuminate Your Worth, and we're talking about getting out of the bite me zone. We're on the Inspired Choices Network. And as promised, I'm going to talk about the be do have. So when we're trying to reach goals, we have a funny way of thinking about it. We're like, well, I need to have this be do have. Let me write that down so I get it in the right direction. Be do, and you can write this down too if you want, have. So I need to have something, do something to have something to be something. So I need to take this course so I have this certification so I can be this. Or I need to lose 50 pounds so I can have more confidence in myself so I can be this person that I imagine to be. Or I need, you have this idea that you have to do something. And it's a bit backwards, right? It's a bit backwards because so if we have the do, we think we need to do something so that we can have something, so we can be the beer commercial. I always laugh at, you know, beer commercial people are always so happy and perfect and fabulous. And they lived happily ever after, just like Disney. But that's not true. It's a beer commercial. Here's the thing. You don't have to do anything to have something, to be something. You can be it. Just be it. And this is what part of the bite me zone is doing to you. You are changing into being something. So when I started podcasting, my first podcast, Oh, if I went back and watched that, I would probably be embarrassed. It was called Build a Better Business. It was on YouTube. It was like, well, I had 4 years of back to me, and then before it was before that. And it was, I was giving great information, but it wasn't the greatest. But I was being the person who I am now. And I was growing into that. So I was being a podcaster. And by being, I was doing the podcasting, and I had a podcast. So I have this now where I am now, because I was already being that person who I imagined I am today. So it's a little bit of like fake it till you make it, but I was being the person that I imagined I would be now, if that makes sense. I know this is a bit of a mind warp to get your head around, but by being who I wanted to be and experimenting with who that person was, I eventually went through a few, I did go through a few bite me zones where things were just frustrating and not working properly for me. I have a coach of my own. Of course I do. I've had a coach for as long as I've been coaching. I've had my own coach because he helps me when I'm going, this isn't working. I don't understand. And he gives me ideas and we brainstorm and we move out and I keep moving forward. So B, step into the energy of the person that you want to be. And you will start doing the things that that person does. And you'll have that life that you want. And you will hit zones where you'll go, this is not working. I'm fed up. I'm chucking everything out the window. But don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. Keep the things that are working. Figure out, is it an adjustment or is it a growth zone? Do you need to rest? Do you need to keep strengthening who you're being, right? Because if everything was exactly perfect and there was no growth to happen and there was no change required, you would be bored AF, my friend. I'm serious. Life is about challenge. We are here to have challenges and to learn from them and to grow. So this is what I believe. We are here to have challenges. You can decide whether you want that challenge to frustrate the F out of you, or if you want to be able to go, oh, I'm growing. Hooray. Ha ha ha. This is super uncomfortable, but I'm going to keep going anyway. Right? So this is perspective will save you. So honor your mess, whatever your mess is. Get some rest, get some movement, go outside, get some hydration. Sometimes you just need some water and some food. The woman that I was teaching with, my good friend Jody, this weekend, I was looking at her going, you look terrible. Are you okay? She said she was crashing. What she needed was something to eat. Put some food in her, she was back onto it. So, do you need rest? Do you need movement? Do you need to hydrate? Don't be upset with the mess. Who cares? It's not, you're not June Cleaver. And don't feel like you have to hustle every moment of the day, right? It's, this isn't hustle. I reject the hustle culture. I go at my own pace. Reconnect to why am I doing this? What do I want? Is this my direction? And ask for help. The mutt, that was my lesson from falling down, asking for help. You don't have to feel amazing all the time to be aligned because that's Pleasantville. And the contrast helps you grow and helps you become bigger. So progress is always happening under the surface. If you find yourself in the bite me zone, my friend, connect with me. Go to my website, heatherstewart.coach. There's lots of resources there for you. Stay tuned. Next week, I can't remember.
Thank you for tuning in to Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.